Now let us study the nakshatra padas of Pushya nakshatra, the 8th one, first of the Saturn nakshatras falling into the sign of Cancer. Saturn nakshatras have an underlying theme of something to do with work, something to do with karma, owing to the people in one or the other way, the other two nakshatras being Anuradha and Uttara Bhadrapada. Remember, just to recap, I've covered this before in other ones. Saturn nakshatras fall in water signs, right? In Cancer, in Scorpio and in Pisces, which means it has a depth of karma relating to some emotion somewhere. Okay? Just keep that in mind as the backdrop as we move forward. In this one, in addition to the previous ones mentioned here, we are going to deal with the pada of it. So the first pada of Pushya goes from Cancer to Leo Navamsha. The second pada goes from Cancer to Virgo Navamsha. The third pada goes from Cancer to Libra Navamsha. And the last pada goes from Cancer to Scorpio. Now, as a general rule for Pushya people, you might see something like a natural arrogance from a very young age, especially if its moon is here or if ascendant is here. A sort of a superiority complex, even without achieving anything. And here's another bizarre fact. Normal people will take revenge in a day or two. These people plan for years and wait for their turn to destroy you. So don't take enmity with Pushya people, especially ascendant or moon. Okay? If they get hurt or embarrassed or unhappy with the situation, they go in a silent mode and do not talk to the person. Pushya has got the energy of Jupiter in it. Okay? So you might have want to take care of that, because Pushya is ruled by Brihaspati, the guru of the gods themselves, and it has a Saturn nakshatra. So you might say it has both the energy of Jupiter and of Saturn. Let's go by pada now. First pada, Cancer to Leo has a 2-12 relationship. So these people might hold leadership positions. Leo, think 2-12 years. If you're unsure of what I'm saying, listen to the other podcasts on 2-12, 6-8, 11-3, those kind of relationship dynamics. So these people might do business or hold leadership positions, Leo, related to emotions and deal with local community, Cancer. Cancer stands for your local masses, and make money through it. So this is a leadership position, if especially your 10th lord or bunch of planets placed in 10th house are in Pushya Nakshatra in this first pada. They will make money through it, okay, or with the father and the boss. Fight with the father or boss may end their career also. Loss of, see, 2-12. To get a position that is wrongful, don't do wrongful stuff with the masses. Everything of Cancer nakshatras has to do with masses. So the karma is related to the masses somehow. Just because you have leadership position, do not abuse that power. That's what the first pada says. Second pada, going into Virgo, these people might be freelance worker, writer and so on. Because now we are talking about a 3-11 relationship between Cancer and Virgo. Virgo is third from Cancer. Cancer is 11th from Virgo. So there's a energy of gaining with conscious effort. Okay, these people might not be able to save much money. To earn money, they do not care about environment and masses. So that's what you got to be. Once again, there is the energy of masses. You got to be careful of this. Don't accumulate karma relating to destroying stuff in the masses in order to gain money. Virgo is daily work. Virgo is continuous work, so they have to work continuously to earn money. Hard work. Okay, 3-11 relationship. Typically, doctors, lawyers, and 6th house profession people come from here, especially if your 10th lord is here. Professions relating to masses come from here. How can you help? You need to do donations of water conservation projects, give to water conservation projects, plant trees, take care of masses. This will bring some peace. The fourth pada, third pada, sorry, going from Cancer to Libra, this is a 4-10 relationship. So there is a karma relating to work and spouse. Too busy in career, no work-life balance, neglect of spouse comes from here because this Libra is a house of spouse. Cannot see people require nurturing and caring, blind to that. They do not listen to loved ones, they Libra again. They do not provide love and support to their partner and also to other people who serve them. 10th place, Cancer. You have to change this attitude. A lot about Cancer is change of attitude rather than something happening unconsciously to you. Last pada, Cancer going to Scorpio, is a 9-5 relationship. Cancer in Natal, Scorpio in Navamsha, yes. People come to them seeking advice. 9-5 is a 5th position, Scorpio, seeking advice about their kids, 5th position. Scorpio is 5th to Cancer. Mother may go through a lot of troubles during pregnancy. Scorpio is 5th to Cancer. Should be very careful not to provide wrong advice regarding kids. If you're doing counseling or if you're in the such kind of professions, this might be there as a counseling career, especially if your 10th lord is sitting here. Should be careful what advice you give to the children. The remedy could be not charging money for kids support and help pregnant women in the 4th pada of Pushya. Now let us get into the podcast and deep dive into what might happen if different planets or points are placed here and how that plays out in different parts of this pada of Pushya Nakshatra. If you find something interesting here for your Pushya Nakshatra planets or points, do leave your comments in the comment box. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Pushya Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Nourishment, Control, and Emotional Accountability. Introduction, Pushya, the Nourisher with the Hidden Sting. Pushya Nakshatra spans from 320 to 16 degrees 40 Cancer, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the udder of a cow. Often revered as one of the most auspicious nakshatras, Pushya carries the archetype of nourishment, care, and emotional provision. But beneath the softness lies discipline, power dynamics, and hidden karmic debts linked to how and why one gives to others. Its deity, Brihaspati, the guru of the gods, adds a moral and philosophical depth to this nakshatra. Pushya isn't just about giving, it's about giving with responsibility, ethics, and maturity. The shadow of this nakshatra emerges when nourishment becomes conditional, or when emotional superiority masks a lack of true care. Each pada transforms the expression of nourishment through a different navamsha, shaping the soul's motivation to lead, serve, relate, or protect. Let's break down the four padas before we explore planetary behavior within them. Pushya Pada 1, 3G 20, 60, 40 Cancer. Navamsha sign, Leo elemental shift, water to fire. Motivation, Dharma, drive for recognition and leadership in caregiving roles. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly sensitive, emotional, and attached to community, Cancer Rashi. Inwardly proud, ambitious, and status-seeking, Leo Navamsha. This pada gives leadership roles related to public care, such as community heads, therapists, or political figures dealing with the masses. But the danger lies in gaining power through manipulative emotional tactics or family betrayal. A fight with father figures or bosses is likely, especially if they stand in the way of a wrongful shortcut to power. Karmic theme, emotional leadership earned through conflict, not integrity. Growth path, humble correction and ethical realignment of one's role in society. Pushya Pada 2, 60, 40, Tendri, Cancer. Navamsha sign, Virgo, Arthapada, elemental shift, water to earth. Motivation, Artha nourishment becomes task-driven, measured, and duty-bound. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly nurturing, service-minded, yet materially motivated. Cancer Rashi, inwardly critical, task-focused, and emotionally detached. Virgo Navamsha. This pada turns caregiving into work. These people are freelancers, medical workers, or public servants who tirelessly earn but cannot save or find peace. Emotional service becomes a checklist, and karmic suffering arises when they ignore environmental impact or collective healing. Karmic theme: repetitive overwork without inner fulfillment or social responsibility. Growth path: give to nature and society, conservation, tree planting, and silent service. Pushyapada 3, 10-13-20, Cancer. Navamsha sign, Libra, comma mental shift, water to air. Motivation, comma, seeks relational harmony but neglects emotional reciprocity. Inner-outer karma blueprint: externally appears caring and communicative, Cancer Rashi. Internally focused on relational balance, aesthetics, and convenience, Libra Navamsha. This is the caregiver who forgets to care. They're too absorbed in work or image to notice the emotional needs of others. There's an imbalance in giving, especially towards spouses, employees, or those in their care. Personal relationships suffer when nourishment is absent or performative. Karmic theme: emotional avoidance masked as diplomacy. Growth path: learn to genuinely support and listen, even if it disrupts convenience or appearance. Pushyapada 4, 3rd degree 20, 16D40, Cancer. Scorpio Mokshapada. Elemental shift, water to water. Motivation, moksha, deep psychological nourishment, karmic weight of emotional legacy. Inner outer karma blueprint: outwardly emotional and intuitive, Cancer Rashi. Inwardly intense, secretive, and psychologically complex, Scorpio Navamsha. People come to this pada for emotional guidance, especially about children, family, or parenting. However, if they manipulate that trust, especially during vulnerable times like pregnancy or early childhood, karmic consequences unfold. This pada has access to sacred emotional power, but if abused, it creates lasting damage to others and the self. Karmic theme: misdirection of nurturing energy leads to generational suffering. Growth path: protect the vulnerable without expectation and serve mothers, children, and caregivers sincerely. Pushyapada summary: the four faces of nourishment. Pada 1, Leo, seeks recognition in leadership roles tied to care, trap, ego-based manipulation of emotions. Growth: lead with ethics, not emotional leverage. Pada seeks efficiency in service and daily caregiving. Functional detachment from deeper emotional responsibility. Growth: ground service in sincerity, not mechanical effort. Seeks balance between work, beauty, and relationships. Trap, neglect of love and support in favor of comfort or appearances. Growth, listen, respond, and nourish relationships beyond obligation. Pada 4, seeks emotional transformation and sacred guidance. Trap, misuse of emotional authority, especially in vulnerable matters. Growth, protect the innocent, honor sacred trust, and give without charge. Closing thought: in Pushya, true nourishment is measured by intention, not output. Planets in Pushya Nakshatra reveal whether the soul nurtures with integrity or masks power games with a caring face. The karma here is subtle yet heavy. You are tested not just on how much you give, but why, to whom, and under what unspoken terms. Will you feed the body, flatter the ego, or nourish the soul without condition? Next in the series, Ashlesha Nakshatra, where emotional wisdom turns serpentine and the shadow side of nurturing emerges in full force. Pushya Nakshatra Pada, with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Pushya Pada 1, Leo Navamsha, Cancer 3-3-20 to 6-3-40, outer self, Rashi, emotional, security-focused, nurturing, Cancer. Inner self, Navamsha, ambitious, ego-driven, recognition-seeking, Leo, motivation, Dharma, to lead through emotional influence. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, outwardly appears protective and familial, inwardly seeks respect and authority. May use emotional leverage to control others or assert dominance in family or social roles. Result, gains prominence in public caregiving roles, e.g. school heads, family-run businesses, but must avoid pride-driven decisions that harm relationships. Mars in Pada 1, assertive in family matters or social causes, internally motivated by conquest or proving strength, even in nurturing roles. Result, may become a fierce protector or community enforcer, but can clash with father figures or authority if driven by ego over empathy. Moon in Pada 1, deep emotional need for validation and admiration from the family or community. Result, becomes a powerful emotional anchor for others, but suffers emotionally if not recognized or appreciated, needs to learn to give without expectation. Pushyapada 2, Virgo Navamsha, Cancer 6B40, Tintinch, Outer Self. Nurturing, domestic, intuitive, Cancer. Inner Self, detail-oriented, work-focused, rational. Motivation, Artha, to serve and maintain through structure and discipline. Examples, Mercury in Pada 2, communicates in a nurturing tone outwardly, but internally processes everything analytically, can become overly critical in caregiving roles. Result, excellent in medicine, nursing, or teaching, but may overthink or micromanage, leading to anxiety or burnout. Venus in Pada 2, externally warm and affectionate, but inwardly seeks order, routine, and control in relationships. Result, may become the quiet household anchor or caretaker, but suffers when love feels one-sided or burdensome. Needs to learn that love is not a duty. Saturn in Pada 2, works hard in caregiving fields, but may feel unappreciated or overburdened. Inwardly has a perfectionist mindset around service. Result, gains slow but solid success in service industries. Must release guilt around never doing enough and accept imperfect humanity. Pushyapada 3, Libra Navamsha, Cancer 10 degree to 13 degree 20. Outer Self, soft-spoken, emotional, and family-centered Cancer. Inner Self, fair, aesthetically aware, avoids conflict. Motivation, comma, to create harmony, beauty, and emotional balance. Examples, Moon in Pada 3, emotions are projected outward gracefully, but internal balance is fragile. Easily overwhelmed by disharmony in relationships. Result, can be a talented artist, counselor, or host, but must avoid suppressing real needs to maintain peace. Venus in Pada 3, outwardly emotionally giving, inwardly focused on relational equilibrium and beauty, can overextend to please others. Result, creates beauty and comfort in home or workplace, but must not abandon their own nourishment needs. Jupiter in Pada 3, gives emotional and philosophical guidance outwardly, but decisions are filtered through diplomacy. Result, great mentor or spiritual advisor. Karmic task is to ensure that fairness is not confused with people-pleasing. Pushyapada 4, Scorpio Navamsha, Cancer 13 degree 20 to 16 degree 40. Outer Self, intuitive, maternal, sensitive, Cancer. Inner Self, intense, secretive, transformative, Scorpio. Motivation, moksha, to heal, protect, and transform emotional bonds. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, emotionally detached outwardly, inwardly carries deep ancestral or karmic wounds. Result, gifted spiritual guide or therapist, but may struggle with isolation or difficulty receiving love. Healing comes through serving others without withdrawal. Moon in Pada 4, appears nurturing, but feels heavy emotional undercurrents. Sensitive to the emotional pain of others, especially mothers, children, and women in distress. Result, excellent counselor or maternal figure, but must manage emotional saturation and not internalize others' suffering. Mars in Pada 4, outwardly protective and emotionally intense, inwardly driven by a need for control or vengeance. Can be a fierce defender of the weak or an emotional manipulator. Needs to channel power into transformative protection, not emotional domination. Pushyapada summary, the four faces of emotional duty. Pada 1, seeks emotional authority and validation through leadership. Trap, ego-driven manipulation of care. Growth, serve from humility, not superiority. Pada 2, Virgo, seeks stability and efficiency in caregiving. Trap, emotional detachment through overfunctioning. Growth, integrate heart with structure, give with presence, not just productivity. Pada 3, Libra, seeks harmony in love, family, and service. Trap, avoiding conflict at the cost of true connection. Growth, stand in emotional truth while sustaining peace. Pada 4, seeks deep psychological transformation and soulful protection. Trap, control, secrecy, emotional entanglement. Nourish without ownership, protect without projection. Conclusion. Planets Pada, the karma of how you care. In Pushya, every planet asks one core question. What's the intention behind your nurturing? Is it to heal, to dominate, to be admired, or to serve quietly? Each Pada of Pushya reveals how love becomes karma, how duty becomes identity, and how care, when rooted in purity, becomes liberation.